proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. And on today's program, I will share with you a special presentation of The Messiah, a Prophet Like Unto Moses. A portion of this was provided by Brother Kyle Sutton, who serves with his family in Australia with IBJM. This was also recently featured in our quarterly magazine, The Everlasting Nation. If you would like to obtain your copy of the magazine, or to obtain a subscription of The Everlasting Nation magazine, please go to ibjm.org for more information. Now with that in mind, let's begin our discussion on the important topic of Messiah, a prophet like unto Moses. During his second sermon in Acts 3 verse 22, Peter employed the Deuteronomy 18 verse 15 prophecy saying, "For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you." Later on, Stephen would make use of this fulfilled prophecy during his fiery sermon mentioned in Acts 7 verse 37. Paul surely used in his evangelism among the scattered Jews, and we see evidence of this as he touched upon it in Acts 26 verse 22. Philip likely referred to the same prophecy in his appeal to Nathanael. Because of the coupling of Moses' Passover deliverance of the Hebrews and his later prophecy of the prophet to come, the Israelites learned to look for the Messiah, especially during future annual Passovers. Indeed, this is a precise time frame when Jesus officially offered himself as king to the people. The Messiah was to bear unmistakable resemblances of the mighty prophet Moses so that the people would follow and obey him. Through previous study of the subject, reading from others, and performing own research, I have accumulated about 75 similarities. Now below is a condensed number falling in assorted categories. First of all, let's look at their birth-related similarities. Both Moses and Jesus were born when Israel was under bondage to Gentile powers. Edicts were issued by emperors of both Gentile powers for the destruction of the Hebrew male infants. As babes, both Moses and Jesus were miraculously delivered from death during this time of infant destruction. Both had a strange crib as well during their infancy. Moses had a little boat, and Jesus had a little feeding trough. Both were reared in houses of men who were not their natural fathers. Both had to flee the country of their nativity in order to save their lives. Now let's also look at their authority. Both prophets were sent by God to their own people, knowing beforehand the hardness of the people's hearts and outright rejection of the sent men. Both established a body of law outlining a code of moral and spiritual conduct for their people. Both had spokesmen to precede them. Moses had Aaron and Jesus had John the Baptist. Now let's look at their intercession. At critical junctures, both prayed great prayers begging God to pardon their people's iniquity. With compassion, both observed Israel's burdens and sought to relieve them. Both prophets were given the people's grievous burdens of sin to bear and were known as men of sorrow. Both once cried out to God, exclaiming that their burden was much too heavy for them. Both established a priesthood, Moses the Aaronic and Jesus the Melchizedekian. Now let's look at their special relationship to God. Both were spoken to by God from heaven in audible voices, whereby others standing around were also able to hear the voice. God spoke to both men face to face. At one time, both leaders possessed heavenly glories upon their countenance. Now discover for yourself other categories, such as the similarities of their intense zeal, their governmental agencies, their prophetic ministries, their mighty miracles, their natural rejections, and mysterious deaths. In short, no Israelite could have missed the great likeness between the two national leaders. Only an unwillingness to see and hear could prevent the Hebrew people from beholding Moses' successor in a right perspective. Concerning Jesus' Mosaic likeness, even today, written hindsight, the New Testament is better than the Hebrews' once farsightedness. Again, this program is a portion of the article featured in the Everlasting Nation magazine published by IBJM. Messiah, a Prophet Like Unto Moses, was written by Brother Kyle Sutton. You may obtain your copy of the Everlasting Nation magazine by contacting us here at IBJM. We would like to thank you for listening today, and we want to send a special thank you to each radio station and media outlet that airs this program, The Everlasting Nation. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And as we close this program today, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.